This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
We got in trouble with puck management. A thing that has hurt us previously, I think it has hurt this team in the past. You look at the first two goals. I didn't manage the puck well, and then not strong around the net in the last 40.
Seems that at times overconfidence, maybe, and some stubbornness creeps into their game. How do you explain that? How do you address it?
I don't know if it's overconfidence. I think it's, you look at a couple of goals, we got on the wrong side of the puck. There's a time and a place. You know, if you're chasing a game, we weren't chasing a game. We got on the wrong side on third and fourth goal. Really called a timeout to just sort of settle things down. I sense panic. We were running around in our end. We've been pretty good at, you know, staying in pretty good position in our end. Two of the goals, we were out of position, just flat out of position. And then you look at the last couple, just net front, box your guy out, be strong around the net front. Not strong enough, allowed them to tip the puck, to get under puck, get in front of our goaltender.
We heard the word panic from several guys in there. I mean, how shocked are you that that was the reaction? A lot of these guys have played in this league before. They're not all rookies.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There is no doubt. You have to, you know, you really get in a game like that where you know they can turn the tide on some shifts. It's believing in that the way we're playing, the way we're trying to stay inside, that you have to stay inside. And it started a little bit in the second period. We got a couple of big saves from UPL. We addressed that. And then, again, at the tail end of a power play, we mismanaged the puck, and it killed us.
Lindy, how much do you worry that this could snowball, or some of the frustration of the disappointment?
It's my job not to let it snowball. We'll address it, we'll deal with it, we'll go over it. It's hard, painful, but cannot. I think you've got to look at, we got a little shorthanded in the third period. You know, we played without Dolls. That got us in a little bit of problem. But when you're shorthanded, you got to believe even more in your system, and you got to manage the puck even better. And we didn't. I don't have it yet. He left the game with back spasms.
Is that related to his season injury?
Yes.
Lindy, you've been in this building a lot when it's been rocking. I mean, what's it like to just hear the reaction from the crowd?
Fair enough, really. It was a pretty excited crowd in the first period. But, I mean, obviously they sense it slipping away too.
Guys, stop working to get good opportunities.
No. I think the message to their team was you gotta crank it up too, and we knew that they could. We just didn't get into enough people. We didn't get in front of enough people.